The seven states that use water from the Colorado River are trying to reach a long-term deal on sharing the scarce water. The current rules expire in 2 years, and with a presidential election coming, the states want an agreement now before a potential change in administration. The states put out two competing plans this week, and here to talk about it is Jake Biddle. He's staff writer at Grist, our editorial partner. Jake, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. We're talking about seven states trying to share this precious water from the Colorado River. Tell us about the two main factions here, the upper basin states and the lower basin. How do their interests differ?
Right. So the lower basin states, which are California, Arizona, and Nevada, and in particular California and Arizona, which are by far the largest water users, they depend on water from these two big reservoirs called Lake Powell and Lake Mead. And they're trying to figure out a way that they can create a plan to deal with shortages when there's not enough water filling those reservoirs. The other four states, New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming, they're in the upper basin, and they basically fill that reservoir, right? So the two parties are trying to figure out what to do when there's not enough water to send from the upper basin to the lower basin. And they have very different priorities, and they have not yet been able to come to an agreement.
Yeah, which brings us to these competing plans. As I understand it, the upper basin states want the lower basin states to bear the brunt of, you know, cuts in water use. Lower basin states want it more evenly shared across all the states. What are the main sticking points here?
That's exactly right. So the lower basin states use far more water, and they pull it out of that reservoir. And that's what's created a lot of the problems over the past few years, is that during very dry years, the reservoir gets almost empty. The upper basin states' argument is, well, we're at the top of the river, so when it's dry, we just don't get much water. So you guys should take all the reductions. And the lower basin states are saying, well, we've taken a lot of reductions over the past couple of years, and we're kind of at the end of what we can handle here. So can we please spread it out a little bit?
Yeah. So Jake, just to back up here, this process of working out a new deal to share and manage this water, it's been going on for years. Why is this coming to a head now? I mean, is it the mega drought we're seeing in the American West? Is it the political calendar?
Right. Yeah. So it's a little bit of both. So they have these sort of old operating guidelines from 2007 that are going to expire and always would have needed to be renegotiated. But in the past couple of years, it's become very clear that the old way of doing things just isn't really working. So the compact that governs the river actually apportions more water to the states than there is in the river. So it's kind of legally messed up from the beginning. There's just always been too much water apportioned. But then in the last couple of years particularly, there's been this very severe drought that's emptied out the reservoirs. And it's just become very clear that, you know, the amount of water that the states are accustomed to using just is not going to be there. It's not there right now. And if they want to avoid, you know, serious litigation, they're going to have to find a way to reduce usage and agree to do that.
Yeah. Now, there is another important group here we haven't mentioned, Native American tribes. They have long been excluded from some of these Colorado River water rules. What is on the table for their inclusion long term?
Right, yeah. So the tribes weren't given apportionments of water at the beginning of the negotiations of the river 100 years ago, and they've had to one by one kind of settle to get their water claims adjudicated over the years. The biggest tribe with an unsettled claim is the Navajo Nation, which has been fighting for decades to get its water, and they have at last reached a settlement with Arizona and the federal government. This would be a huge deal because it would basically take some of the water that has been given to Arizona and reallocate it to the Navajo, which, you know, right now the Navajo Nation uses like, you know, average of 7 gallons of water a day per person, which is, you know, a tenth of the national average. Many residents there rely on bottled water deliveries, so they could really use that water, and it's been sort of in the works for a long time.
Yeah. You know, we mentioned the urgency here. States want to cut a long-term deal this spring so the federal government can lay out the specific rules before the election and political changes at the top. What happens if they stay stuck? What happens if there's no long-term deal?
Yeah, so there's some hope and there's optimism that, you know, even if the presidential election, you know, comes and goes and there's a new administration, probably they will reach a deal by the end of 2026, but interstate litigation in the United States always goes before the Supreme Court. So if they were unable to reach an agreement, this would go straight to the 9 justices in Washington, D.C. I will say nobody wants that because there's just no telling what would happen if that came to pass.
Yeah. All right. And finally, I mean, we're talking about a long-term compromise here in the American West, which brings us to the long-term question of climate change. How much scientific certainty or uncertainty is there on long-term snow and rainfall patterns that kind of have been underlying this scarcity?
Right, yeah. So snow amounts will fluctuate from year to year, and it's not entirely clear how much, you know, climate change can be blamed for any given dry year. But the American West is getting hotter, and it's getting, if you will, thirstier. So the snow and rain that does fall is evaporating a lot faster, and there's a pretty clear scientific indication that as the West gets hotter, there's just going to be less and less water in the river on average, which makes a compromise between the upper basin and the lower basin sort of all the more urgent, also all the more difficult.
Just a couple seconds. Does that mean one way or another, certain industries are just going to be hit? They're going to have less water than they do before?
Agriculture, especially in the Southwest, is going to have a very difficult time.
Yeah. All right. That's Jake Biddle, staff writer for Grist, our editorial partners. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much.